Yes, morning show at East Coast FM. Doctors and nursing staff are returning home to help the coronavirus crisis on the front line in Ireland, and we're delighted to have them. Dr. Paddy Barry is from Greystones. He's among thousands who've responded to the HSE's recruitment drive for extra medical staff. And Dr. Paddy Barry is on the line. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good to talk to you. So, what were you doing in Australia?
It's great to talk to you too, and first off, just big thanks for having me on the show. It's nice to be able to talk with yourself and the listeners today. And so what was I doing in Australia? I was working in Perth in Western Australia. I was working in Royal Perth Hospital, which is one of the large hospitals there. And I was actually rotating around various medical and surgical specialties and just gaining experience and trying to kind of gain traction in the course of my career.
And had you intention to return to Ireland, or were you annoyed about Ireland's health service before you went? What was your view about travelling abroad?
So my view on travelling abroad was it was a bit of a holiday, to be honest. I'm very grateful I'm in the position where my job allows me to travel with work. So I enjoyed working in the Irish health system. I worked in Kilkenny Hospital and I worked in St. James's Hospital as well. And at the end of the year that I was working here, before deciding to specialise and further my career, I had the opportunity to travel abroad and enjoy and work in another health system. So the plan was to stay out there for a year or two, and then the plan was always to come home and work in Ireland afterwards. Because I'm very grateful. Like, Ireland's given me so much. I was educated in Ireland by the great staff in Trinity College. So I'm happy to stay in Ireland and give back to such a great country.
Excellent. Well, as I say, we're delighted to have you and others as well, Paddy. So tell us what the story is. You heard the call. You wanted to come back. You wanted to contribute. What's the experience of that? Do you just get in touch with somebody, the HSE, or turn up and say, here I am, use me?
a bit of both, to be honest. So I was working, as I said, I was working in Perth at the time. And we first heard of a few cases of coronavirus a good while ago in China. And it was difficult to predict the rate of the spread. And when it spread to Europe, it became a little bit more concerning, especially what started happening in Italy. We then received news of a few isolated cases in Ireland. And within a very short time frame, as you know yourself and as the listeners know, there were appeals for extra healthcare staff because of the exponential growth of the cases occurring in Ireland. So at this time, it made us realize it's a serious situation. And when the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar call on us to help, I was actually proud to be able to answer the call and come home and serve my country, along with many of the other healthcare professionals and other professionals who are returning in a time of need for Ireland. So it's not just myself, as you know, it's many others. There's large numbers of healthcare staff, some very good friends of mine returning home from Australia and elsewhere, and I'll be working alongside them, and I'm glad to be speaking on behalf of them, representing a body much greater than myself. And so in terms of what you're asking of how it works, the HSE have actually made it very easy for people to kind of get back involved. There's a recruitment drive on the HSE's website, and there's various ways you can apply. Now, I kept my registration, so I was able to come back and very quickly get sorted with a job, which I'll be starting as soon as my quarantining period is over, because I've recent travel. But no, the HSE has made it very available for all people looking to help. So if you think you can lend a hand and you're listening to this as well, we can always use more people in any sectors of work.
And particularly, Paddy, what area are you interested in? What specialty?
So at the moment, I'm very interested in general medicine, which is actually ideal for this sort of time. So general medicine is basically exactly what it says on the tin. It's a generalized area of medicine incorporating all cases of the specialties, like things from lung diseases to kidney diseases and anything in between. So I'm still early days in my career yet, so I have time to kind of move around and feel out what I'd like to do. But I think the more time you spend in the hospitals and the more kind of experience you get allows you to make a more informed decision. So that was also a reason of mine for traveling abroad. I wanted a couple of years to figure out and make absolutely sure what I wanted to do before coming back and specializing in Ireland and having a goal in mind of where I'd like to be from then.
So, Paddy, have you any misgivings about the health service here as regards maybe equipment or procedures, anything like that?
I mean, I think the healthcare system is coping very well at the moment with the limited resources. And I like how the people of Ireland are pulling together. I heard the minister saying there that there's even help with the aviation industries on importing medical devices from overseas. And I'm very confident in our healthcare workforce as well. I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but I'm confident we can overcome it. The healthcare system here, we're not afraid of hard work, and we'll work all hours as long as it's needed. They're very skilled and capable, and given the correct support from the government, I think we can get through this.
Very good. So when are you out of isolation and when do you start?
So I'm out of isolation just before the 8th of April, which is my start date. So I've got my 14 days now. I'm spending it wisely. I'm keeping active, keeping fit inside the house. I'm trying to do a bit of reading, keeping myself up to date on all the coronavirus things. And I'll also do a bit of study as well and make sure I'm well equipped to help out when I come back to the hospital. So that would be a big message of mine. I mean, social isolation and quarantining, it doesn't mean do nothing. It means do whatever you want, but inside your home and away from others to prevent the spread of the virus. So the things you can do, you can stay updated with the new information. Main information sources that you should follow would be the HSE's website and the HSE's live Twitter. And it's also to stay positive, because if you're inside all day and you're doing nothing, I mean, your mood will start taking a dip. So I'm trying to do as much as I can, which is what everyone should be doing.
Excellent. We keep in contact, Paddy. Well done for returning home. The best of luck of coming into our hospitals, and I'm
great
sure
stuff.
Your work will
Thanks.
Be appreciated. Good to talk
brilliant.
To you, Paddy. Thanks very much indeed.
Good
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye now.